Hebrews chapter 11. I won't preach tonight on the roll call of faith. And we're going to see a lady just almost like Mary over here tonight. And I'm going to preach on the children of Israel, but we're going to deal a little bit with Rahab the harlot. And I tell you, when we look at her, she wasn't nobody. And she wasn't anything. But God saw fit to save her. Amen. Amen. In the midst of all that wickedness and sin over in Jericho, God saw fit to save her. Let's stand to our feet tonight if we would. I believe God wants to do something for somebody tonight. And I pray God's done something for you tonight. I really do. And I want Him to do something for me. I want Him to do something for you. And I tell you, I like it when it gets like it is with how Miss Sarah was feeling. I know what it's like to feel like that. And, boy, when God just turns your cup upright and it runs over in your saucer, boy, you can't help but want to praise Him. Amen. When you get to thinking about where you was and where God found you. Now, I know we all come from different places, but we's all headed to the same place.
Amen.
And if you ain't saved, you still headed there tonight.
Amen.
And you can't be assured of heaven. I want you to come and get saved tonight and get that assurance deep down in your heart, boy, that brings peace, joy, comfort, and happiness beyond anything. Boy, I tell you, Jesus saved you tonight. If you're unsaved, boy, God loves you. I can't get away from that tonight. Boy, how God loves sinners. Amen. And died so that sinners could be saved. The Bible said in Luke chapter 19 and verse 10, for the Son of Man has come to seek and save that which was lost. I'm glad that He come for sinners. He didn't come for the righteous, but the Lord Jesus said over there that they that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. He said, I'm not come to call the righteous to repentance, but sinners. And boy, thank Amen. God, I saw myself as a sinner one night, yes. And boy, God found me in my sin.
Amen.
And boy, save me where I might, and that know Him as my Savior. And boy, I thank God and that tonight. Boy, I'm just glad to be saved. And boy, I'm just glad that I was just like Mary. I mean, just like her, and just needed salvation, needed to know Jesus. And boy, I'm glad He come by my way, and I hope He's come by yours. And you know what it means, and that to be saved. And boy, I'm telling you, He can save you tonight if you'd come to Him. Thank God for that. Let me tell you tonight, as the Bible said in John chapter 3, I believe it is, He said as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. What's it talking about? You find over there in the Old Testament, when Israel had sinned, and God had sent them for a serpents, and they would bite the nation of Israel, and they were dying, and that because of their sin. Let me tell you tonight, you're going to die because of your sin tonight. The Bible said that for the wages of sin is death. I'll get started here in a minute. But listen, the Bible said that the wages of sin is death. Listen, your sin is going to kill you and make you spend eternity in hell. But you know what God told Moses to do? He said, you make a brazen serpent. You put it on a pole and lift it up. And so whoever might be bitten can look into that serpent and they shall live. Let me tell you, Jesus got lifted up yonder at Calvary so that we could look to Him and live today. Amen. Thank God for that. Boy, I love the Lord. Don't you tonight. Amen. I'm just glad to be saved. Let me pray and we'll get started. Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight. And God, we thank you for the wonderful Holy Spirit that comes through in our heart. And Lord, we just want to testify for just a little while about you. I can't testify enough and that about you and what you've done for us. God, we just ask tonight that you'd help us while we preach, God, that you'd touch us tonight. God, you know the need in folks' hearts. And Lord, it's just so good to be here tonight and feel you touch in the stir that comes on every once in a while. And God, we thank you for that tonight. Lord, you know folks' hearts tonight that needs to get saved. And God, we just pray that you touch tonight. Help, thank you for everything that's already been said and everything that's already been done. I pray that you'll just touch tonight and help us while we might preach, God, I pray. And Lord, again, we will tell you that we love you. Thank you for Calvary. Help us tonight, for we need you for these things in Jesus' name. We do ask and pray. Amen. And amen. I want you to look with me now in Hebrews chapter 11. Look in verse 29. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians say to do were drowned. Now we've already seen that verse. And we know what happened. God parted the Red Sea. The nation of Israel passed through on dry ground. The Egyptians chased in and God closed her up and drowned the Egyptians. Bible said by faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. And that's what I was going to preach on tonight. But I want to preach out of verse 31. With God being our helper, by faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not. When she had received the spies, and that with peace she can be seated tonight. And I tell you, I'm glad. And I'll deal with the walls of Jericho later on. But if you take your Bible and go to the book of Joshua, chapter 2. Joshua, chapter 2. Now, the Bible's always honest. And it's always going to be honest. Now, notice what the Bible called Rahab. She was a harlot. She was a prostitute. And boy, I tell you what, she was just an O-Cal, if you let me say it that way. She was just a sinner that didn't know God, didn't know nothing about God. But yet, boy, God in His infinite mercy and in His wisdom chose and that to save her. And I want you to look in Joshua chapter 2. Now the Bible said in the book of Hebrews, and you stay in Joshua 2, but in the book of Hebrews that she done something, that she perished not with them that believe not. How? Because it was by faith. She believed what was fixing to happen. Now look in Joshua chapter 2, and I preach a little while. And Joshua the son of Nun sent out of Shittim two men to spy secretly, saying, go, view the land, even Jericho. And they went and came into a harlot's house named Rahab and lodged there. I always wondered why they come to her house. I mean, what was special about her house that they showed up down there that day? That God sent them down there. And it was told the king of Jericho, y'all catch that here in a minute, what was so special about your house and about your heart that God come by your way that night or that day? And it was, boy, I'm telling you, she was just living among wicked people, doing wicked things, living a wicked life. But here God saw fit to send some men her way. Now listen, you think it's exciting now? Wait for just a little while and it gets real exciting. Listen, I know the story. I've read it. And the Bible said it was told the king of Jericho, saying, behold, there came men in thither tonight of the children of Israel to search out the country. Now listen, God is fixing to give the nation of Israel, or give the nation of Jericho that city and that to the nation of Israel. God's fixing to destroy this place. It's fixing to come to an end. What's that remind you of? Hey, listen, it's a world that me and you are living in. Judgment's fixing to be rained out on it. And folk need to understand that and believe that. And I believe the folk really understood how close they are to death. And I believe they'd get right with God. But they believe like they're going to live forever. And judgment ain't coming. Hey, it's coming.
Amen.
It's coming. And it was told the king of Jericho, said, behold, there came men in hither tonight of the children of Israel to search out the country. And the king of Jericho sent unto Rahab, said, I bring forth the men that are come to thee, which are entered into thine house, for they come to search out all the country. And the woman took the two men and hid them, and said, thus there came men unto me, but I wist not whence they were. And it came to pass about the time of shutting of the gate, when it was dark, that the men went out. Whether the men went, I wot not. I pursue after them quickly, for ye shall overtake them. But she had brought them upon the roof of the house and hid them with the stalks of flax which she had laid in order upon the roof. Now, there's another question I've always wondered about. Why'd she do that? Lisa, why didn't she just turn them men in? You know, those men would have been, no doubt, tortured. No doubt, probably been killed. But we're going to learn something here in a minute that Rahab the harlot knew. She brought them and she put them up there on top of the house. And the Bible tells us at one point that it's harvest time. And no doubt, she's a-working that flax. And she's hid them up there. And the men pursued, verse 7, after them in the way to Jordan under the fords. And as soon as they which pursued after them were gone up, they shut the gate. And before they were laid down, she came up unto them upon the roof. And she said unto me, and now watch what she said, I know that the Lord hath given you the land.
Amen.
Bring, how she knew that.
Yeah.
How'd she know that? Hadn't she know something in her heart? Hadn't she know that God had given that land of Jericho unto the nation of Israel? Watch this right here. And she said, and that your terror is fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you. And when you came out of Egypt, and what you did under the two kings of the Amorites that were on the other side, Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom you utterly destroyed. Well, they'd heard some stories, hadn't they? That had heard some stories 40 years ago about what the nation of Israel had already done. And she said, look, she said, our hearts melted in verse 11. And as soon as we had heard these things, our hearts did melt. Well, I'm telling you, I'm glad days and night my heart melted.
Yeah,
ain't you?
Woo,
boy, I'm glad that it just melted.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, God bothered my heart. Well, see, Rahab didn't know what to do. See, right here, her heart melted. She didn't know what to do. And she said, neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you, for the Lord your God. Now, watch what he said. He is God in heaven above and in the earth beneath. Boy, she knew who God was. Boy, she knew a lot more than what a lot of smart people know today.
Amen.
Boy, here's a harlot that's living in an old wicked town and in an old wicked city. And she's believed the word that she's heard that your God is the God of heaven and the God of the earth. Amen. Boy, I wish to God even some Baptists would believe that today.
Amen.
Amen. Now, therefore, now I want you to watch what she says. Now, therefore, you know, she's beginning to get a little concerned because she knows judgment is coming. I'm telling you what, wouldn't a God that a lot of folk would just get a little concerned about judgment? What was it that the Apostle Paul said? He said, speaking about the Lord Jesus Christ, he said, warning every man, listen, we know judgment's coming. We ought to be warning every man that he's fixing to come. I believe Jesus is coming again.
Yeah.
Hey, just as sure as we celebrate on the 25th of December, Christmas, his first birth and his first coming, hey, friend, I believe he's going to come again. Are you ready tonight? Boy, I hope you are. Now, therefore, I pray, what she said in verse 12. She said, now, therefore, I pray you swear unto me by the Lord, since I've showed you kindness, that you also show kindness unto my father's house and give me a true token. And that ye will save alive my father and my mother and my brethren and my sisters and all they have and deliver our lives from death. She said, I just want you to tell me that I'll be saved through this judgment. When judgment is poured out upon Jericho, when you come in and fear comes like a desolation upon this place, just let me know that I'll be saved. So here's what they said. I want you to look. And the men answered her, our life for yours. Who gave his life for ours?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I hadn't even seen this type in it till just right now. Amen. Boy, I appreciate the Lord.
Amen.
He said, our life for yours. If you utter this, not our business. And it shall be when the Lord hath given us the land that we will deal kindly and truly with thee. And then she let them down by a cord through the window. That is oh so important. That little cord that she had hanging down out of a window. You'll see here in a minute. For her house was upon the town wall, and she dwelled upon the wall. And she said unto them, get you to the mountain, unless the pursuers meet you, and hide yourselves there 3 days. Boy, went to a mountain for 3 days. Think about that for just a little while. Where'd they find their rest and their protection at? Well, they found it up on the mountain, didn't they? Y'all catch on to that after a while. And hide yourself fire 3 days until the pursuers be returned. And there's probably more in there. I just thank God it's here. And afterwards you may go your way. And the men said unto her, we will be blameless of this thine oath which thou hast made us swear. Behold, when we come into the land, and he's talking about when judgment's fixing to come, when we're going to come in, and we are going to take this land. Thou shalt bind this line of scarlet thread in the window which thou did let us stand by. And thou shalt bring thy father and thy mother and thy brethren and all thy father's household home unto thee. And it shall be that whosoever shall go out the doors of the house into the street, his blood shall be upon his head, and we will be guiltless. And whosoever shall be with thee in the house, his blood will be on our head, if any hand be upon him. And if thou utter this our business, then we will be quit of this thine oath which thou hast made us to swear. Now watch what she said in verse 21. I'm going to preach a little while. According unto your word, so be it. And she sent them away, and they departed. Now watch what she done right away. And she bound the scarlet line in the window. Boy, as soon as they slid down that outer wall, she got that scarlet line sitting outside the window. She knew judgment was soon to come. She knew that destruction was going to be coming. But she was concerned, and that first of all, for herself. She said, I want you to promise to me, first of all, that I'll not be destroyed.
Amen.
And I'm glad tonight, friend, that me and you've got a promise. Yeah. And that from the Word of God, that He loves us, and that He will not allow us to suffer destruction when judgment comes.
Amen.
And hey, listen, not only am I going to die and go to heaven, but listen tonight, I'm not going to suffer that for the tribulation period and that that comes upon the face of this earth. Thank God for that.
Right.
I want you to look at her right here. Here she is. She's concerned and that about herself. Rahab the harlot. She was no good, no cam. I believe most of you know what a harlot is. She sold herself and that to men for pleasure. But thanks be unto God that friend, it didn't matter. I'm glad He can forgive anybody that'll come, amen, and do what's required of them. And that trust in the Lord Jesus, amen.
Amen.
God for that. We lose sight of that. We really do. Like I said, after them girls got done singing and shining, listen, Mary, she had 7 demons in her, and Jesus loved her enough, and that to cast them things out and to forgive her of her sin. Mark chapter 5, He found legion over there that was full of the devil, and by the time it was said and done, He had changed them so much that they were scared of Him then.
Amen.
See, they weren't scared of legion when He was full of the devil. They were scared of Him when He got full of Jesus. Amen. And I tell you, you know what will scare folk? Not you full of the devil, but you full of Jesus. That's what will scare folk today. Amen. But I want you to look. And listen, I ain't got nothing much here. But I want you to look. They said, and we know that terror is falling upon us. And they said, now here's what you do. In verse 13, as we slide down out this winter, he said, you take this scarlet thread. Reckon why it was a scarlet thread.
Yeah.
You reckon why it's red.
Yeah.
You'll find a red scarlet thread and that intertwined from Genesis 1:1 all the way to Revelation chapter 22. You'll find it wound in and out of this book in front of me. The blood of the precious Lord Jesus is seen everywhere in this book. And boy, I tell you, how did they come out of Egypt? They come out of Egypt through what? Called the what? The Red Sea. Amen. Listen, what are they slipping down on? How they're sliding down on that scarlet line, on that scarlet thread. What she had, you know what? As soon as they got gone and said, here's what you got to do, hang that line out. You know what she did? She hung it out. Amen. She said, these boys told me that if I'll just hang this thing out and hang it out my window, when they come through, everything will be all right. And boy, she believed by faith. Amen. She ain't never been here before. She ain't never seen destruction come to Jericho. She's never been in this place. And boy, it may sound new to her. But they said, if you'll just take that scarlet thread and hang it out the window, everything will be all right. Hey, I'm telling you, we may be holding on by a thread sometimes, but at least we're holding on, and He's got us. Amen. Now, you're talking about somebody just holding on by a thread. She was just held on by a thread, wasn't she? Y'all catch on that too here in this little bit. And so here we go. And boy, what's she done? So she figured out what she needed to do for herself. And you know what? These boys never said one time. They never said one time, Rahab, you got to quit sinning.
No.
They never said that. They never said, Rahab, you've got to come and be part of us. That ain't what they said. They said, you hang a scarlet thread out the window. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ makes all the difference in the world. Woo! Folk can be changed just by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that alone. And so here she is. She believed what they said. Have you believed what God said or what the Bible says?
Yeah.
That you've got to come to Him.
That's right.
Boy, the Bible said that for whosoever will, let him come and drink the water of life freely.
Yeah.
Oh boy, I tell you. So here she is. Now I want to show you something else tonight. God showed me why I study him. Not only was she worried about herself, but look in verse 18. And they said, now here's what you do. Said, you bring in your father and your mother and your brethren and all thy father's household. You bring them home unto thee. Now that's her house.
Yeah.
Now, she was concerned for her family.
Right.
Because she asked that question. She said, what do I do here? She says, what do I do about when all this judgment comes and when all these things come upon us, and we know that it's going to come? What do we do? And they said, now what you do is you go get your mama and your daddy. You go get your brethren, you get everybody, and you get them in your house. Now, I want you to think for just a minute. Here Rahab the harlot is. The nation of Israel is out there marching around the walls of Jericho. The Bible tells us at one point, I believe it's in chapter 6, as they're out there fixing to march around, that the walls at the city is shut up tight. It's safe. Listen, the Bible said that it was just at harvest time. They've got plenty of food. There is a well in there that can supply them all that they need. And so they think they're okay. The walls, I mean, if you go back and you understand, and I'll show this to you when we study this. But listen, them walls look like they reached unto heaven. If you look at it. And so no doubt they thought they were all right. And here Rahab, one harlot woman, is telling her mom and her daddy and her brethren and her sisters and all their kids, you better come and get in my house. You better come and get in my house, because, listen, we are fixing to lose the battle on this one.
Yeah.
You reckon that seemed a little strange to them? You reckon that maybe that seemed just a little strange to her mom and daddy? All you got to do is just come over here and get in my house. Listen, you know what we ought to be telling folk? Tell mom and daddy and our brethren, our family, we ought to be telling them that they need to come and get under the shelter and the protection and that of the Lord Jesus Christ. And He'll save them and that from wrath that is to come. And so she goes. And she tells them. And so there's a lot of things. The nation of Israel, they get ready. And they finally cross Jordan. And no doubt, you know, they go down there. And them priests is carrying the Ark of the Covenant. And they get in ankle deep water. And the Jordan River parts. And they walk across on dry ground. Now I'd say that some of the folk that's in Jericho, no doubt they're scratching their head at what's fixing to happen. In chapter 6, as I said, now Jericho was strictly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out, none come in. Now I've got this pinned up in my, on the margin of my Bible. Only the Lord could get in to a city that was shut up. Only the Lord can do that.
Amen.
You know what's going to make a difference in our nation? The Lord. You know what's going to make a difference in sinners' lives? The Lord. He'll make a difference. These boys had said, look, you hang that scarlet line outside that wall. Now, you reckon anybody asked Rahab why she had that scarlet line running out the side of her wall? You ever think about that? Now just think about some of this stuff. You know, I wasn't here, friend. I mean, somebody had to see that thing hanging out. Rahab, what are you doing? Reckon her mom and daddy and all them brothers and sisters, when they got in her house, how they wanted to know why that scarlet thread was hanging out. I can imagine when she told them, look, we had two boys come through here and we sent them on the way and they're going to destroy us. But they said, if I just hang this scarlet line out the window over here, if I get you in my house, everything is going to be all right. Well, now, Rahab, you know that ain't going to happen. I don't know if that's the way it was or not, but I know that's the way it is today. Folk think that way. They think Jesus ain't coming again. They think they're going to live forever. Really? Even though we've all been down to the funeral home, and even though we've buried loved ones, folk have a misconception that they're going to live forever. And so, the Lord said in verse 2, and the Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given unto thine hand Jericho, and the king thereof, and the mighty men of valor. Now, I want to say this before I move on. The land is shut up and none is coming in and none is going out. And God says, see, I've given them to you. And if I was Joshua, I'd be standing down there going, see what? What am I supposed to be seeing? That's just the way my mind is. I see a land that is shut up, Lord. That's what I see. And so y'all know the story. They get out there and they march around for 6 days. One time around the city. The inner part of the city is about 6 acres square. The outer part turns out to be about 9 or 10 acres. And so they march around that thing one time for 6 days. So they march around it one day and the next day and the next day. And then on the seventh day, they march 7 times. I bet that's tired, don't you think so? And somebody is peeking up. You reckon anybody was peeking up over the edge of Jericho walls just looking to see what was going on? Wondering what was going on. Well, just to see, what are them people doing down there? All they're doing is just marching. They've got some men of valor out front and they're carrying this crazy looking box with them. And by the way, that represented the power of God, by the way, because the power of God rested upon that box. Wherever the Ark of the Covenant was, you'd find the power of God. That's why he liked to rest over in the tabernacle a lot. And so then they'd say, man, not only they're carrying this box on staves between them, said now all the people behind them are going right along with them. And the funny thing about this is they're not saying a word. Now I always said there's no way that there's Baptists. Because I know that they couldn't march out there for 6 days and not say a word to somebody. Amen. And for 6 days they marched and didn't say nothing. On the seventh day, marched 7 times and didn't say nothing. And Joshua said, don't say a word until you hear the trumpet blow and I shout and then you shout. And so on the seventh day, on the seventh time, when they marched around through there, verse 20, so the people shouted in chapter 6, verse 20. So the people shouted when the priest blew with the trumpets. And it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet. And the people shouted with a great shout that the wall fell down flat. So that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him. And they took the city and they utterly destroyed all that was in the city. Both man and woman, young and old, and ox and sheep and ass with the edge of the sword. Verse 22. But Joshua had said unto the two men that had spied out the country, go into the harlot's house and bring out thence the woman and all that she hath, as he sware unto her. And the young men that were spies went in and brought out Rahab. Now watch this right here. And her father and her mother and her brethren and all that she had. And they brought out all her kindred and left them without the camp of Israel. She got them in, didn't she?
Amen.
I don't know how she got them in, but she got them in.
All right.
Some way, somehow, she got them in. And through that whole thing, that scarlet line hung out that window on the side of the wall over there. And old Rahab the harlot. I'm still amazed that God saved her. But you know what is even more amazing than that? We found her in Hebrews chapter 11. She was, listen.
Amen.
I want you to look in Hebrews chapter 11.
Amen.
For just a minute, I want to show you something. Not only was she a sinner, but I want to show you something. Now listen. Abel and Enoch and Noah were all prior to Abraham. Well, then Abraham come along. And there's Isaac. And there's Jacob. And there's Joseph. And then there is Moses' parents. And there's Moses. And then it talks about the children of Israel. But then all of a sudden, down in verse 31, it not only talks about a woman, and not only is she a sinner, but she's a Gentile. Now that's a big deal, friend.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That is a great big deal if you understand anything about the Word of God. You know, the two people, you know that Jesus only said two times that I have never found so great a faith in all the nation of Israel. You know who they were? They were Gentiles. One was that Syrophoenician woman that wanted her son to be, or their daughter to be healed. And the other was that Roman centurion. And he said, I've not found so great a faith in all the nation of Israel. And even if you go on by and look at Rahab the harlot, you know who we find? We find Gideon and Baruch and Samson and Jephthah and David and Samuel. All Israelites. But yet we find right in the middle of all that, we find one little Gentile woman by the name of Rahab. That may not amaze you, but that amazes me tonight. That God saw fit to put her over there in the roll call of faith. Now look what happened. The walls come tumbling down. And so you know what happens? Wherever she was built on that wall at, and I believe that most of them wall, most of that wall come tumbling down, but there was a little bit of that wall that stayed straight up. Because her house was built against the wall. And God left that wall. Now that's even, listen. Some people say, well, you know, he might have caused the earthquake. And he might have. And I'll be honest with you. If he didn't cause an earthquake, I'd say by the time them rocks fell down, there was an earthquake. Amen. I mean, Israel got praising the Lord over there one time so much that the earth shook. Man, you talking about praise. Have we ever praised the Lord enough that the earth shook? I've been in church a couple times. I thought the building was coming down. Amen. But I want you to look. If God used an earthquake, I don't know how to. Personally, I think he just said walls fall down and they fell down. And he said don't fall down right here because Rahab got that scarlet line hanging out her window. What I'm trying to say is God knew where she was. Can I tell you now, God knows where you're at.
Yeah, amen.
He ain't going to forget you. When it comes time to die, he ain't going to forget us. Precious in the sight of the Lord are the dead. Of his saints. He's a watching you. He's a watching you. I remember sitting in the hospital one night. Well, I remember when Brother Alvin passed away. And I was sitting in the hospital with the family. And he had just crossed on over to be with the Lord. And we're sitting there. And that nurse, and that man, it was in the middle of the night. It was probably 3 o'clock, 3:30. And we'd cried and cried and wept. And I remember that nurse asked me to pray. And I said, my soul, pray. I'm going to pray in a time like this. And I remember sitting there after I got done praying, just talking to the Lord. I remember that scripture came to my heart and to my mind. That precious, precious in the sight of the Lord are the death of His saints.
Amen.
But when it comes time to cross, He's watching it. He's watching it. He's always watching us. And you know what? When it comes time for judgment and that to be poured out upon this earth, He ain't going to forget us. He ain't. He knows those that are His.
Amen.
And that scarlet line hanging out identified Rahab the harlot. That blood that has been applied identifies Omar. I'm His.
That's right.
I'm His. Thank God for that tonight. I'm His. Listen, I want you to read on with me about Rahab. Now I want you to watch this. Now the Bible said that they set them without the camp of Israel. And they burnt the city with fire, and all was therein, only the silver and the gold and the vessels of brass and iron. They put it into the treasury of the house of the Lord. Verse 25. And Joshua saved Rahab the harlot alive, and her father's household, and all that she had. Look at the rest of your verse. And she dwelt within Israel, even unto this day. She become part of the family, and that of God. I believe if we look over at one time, we find her and that in the lineage of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible said that she done that, or that she was able to do that, because she hid the messengers, which Joshua sent to spy out Jericho. Listen, by faith. I don't know what them boys told her when she come in, when they come in over her. But something spoke to her heart to hide them boys by faith. She knew that's what she needed to do. And tonight, listen, you know that you need to get saved.
Amen.
You know that. And why don't you trust Him? Let's bow our heads tonight across the house. I appreciate the Lord tonight. Let's get us a verse of invitation. That ain't at all what I intended to preach. But I sure do appreciate the Lord helping us tonight. Listen. Maybe you find yourself saying, I'm not bad like Rahab the harlot. If you've never been saved, you're just as mean and just as wicked and vile before God as she was. And you know what? God had mercy on her because she believed by faith and trusted by faith that hanging that cord out that window over there, I was going to save her. She done it immediately. Boy, Susan Boyce land. If this is what we need to do, this is what I'm going to do. I'm telling you now, if you're unsaved, you need to come and ask Jesus to save you. And you need to do it now. You don't need to put it off. You need to do it now. Because listen, judgment is soon to come. God's wrath is going to be poured out upon this earth. And you need to come and get saved tonight. Well, you can be just like Rahab. And you know what? I dare say that Rahab's profession changed after that. Because I know how it is. Listen, you meet the Lord and have the blood applied, things is going to change. Now go ahead and start playing, Brother Lewis, if you would. Listen, if you've never been saved, would you come and get saved tonight? Is Jesus knocking on your heart saying, let me in? Can I come in? Revelation chapter 3 and verse 20, church. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will hear my voice and will open the door, I'll come in and sup with him and he with me. You might be a young man or a young lady tonight, boy or girl. never been saved, if God has spoke to your heart, I want you to come. You say, well, preacher, I'm not bad. You may not have done anything bad, but I'll tell you tonight, before the God that's in heaven, you're bad. Bible said in Romans 3:23, that for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. If you've never been saved, I want you to come. But church, you remember where you was when God found you? Oh, just as Miss Sarah sang about, Miss Jennifer sang about Mary's alabaster box. She was just tickled. Oh, to be able to go and praise Him and worship Him with the tears and wash His feet with her hair. Well, you talking about humble before God. She got around there and just wanted to praise Him for what He had done. When's the last time you thanked Him for what He found you at? You might have been young or you might have been old when you got saved. When's the last time you thanked Him? Why don't you come tonight? Heavenly Father, we ask you to help in this invitation. You know folks will need you. I know there's some folk here that's lost tonight and needs to get saved. I know there's some folk here that need some help tonight. Lord, we just tried to follow leadership of the Holy Spirit. Lord, I believe this is what you want me to preach tonight. I really do. Lord, I know your book and your word don't return void. Lord, I'm glad you found me one Sunday night sitting on a Baptist church. And I'm glad you saved me. Never to be lost again and undone. Lord, that may be somebody here tonight that's never been saved. Let them move and let them come and get saved tonight. We love you and we thank you. Help right now during this invitation. For these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.